Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody. And happy 4th of July. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show live here at WCCO Saturday mornings. Even on holidays, even on the 4th of July, we are live here at WCCO Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts at any point. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. 612-294-6949. This is a show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank and Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Appreciate you tuning in. Scott, always a pleasure, friend, and top of the morning to you.
Yep, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, 20 years on air, but this is our 250th anniversary birthday as a country, as the United States of America, and what a cool all-day event this is going to be. So hopefully you're out there with your families. You know, again, we were talking about before the break, whether you like this president, don't like this president. I know it's split out there, but from a country standpoint, it's just one little blip of time where he's president. So hopefully you get out and enjoy the celebration of the 250th birthday.
Yeah, we thought for today it might be kind of fun, since it is the 4th of July, to sort of lean into a theme of the American dream, home ownership, freedom. Minnesota Real Estate, again, Scott, 250th birthday. We think about the American dream, and maybe that's a question to just kind of throw out to our listeners. You know, what does the American dream of home ownership mean to you? You think about that, Scott.
Well, and do you think it's achievable?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's been a dream.
True. Very
it's
true.
It's been a dream that has been at everybody's reach for as long as I've been alive. And we're probably reaching the point where, unfortunately, for some individuals, it's not necessarily reachable anymore. If you are just, you know.
Well, that's a positive
I mean,
start.
Well, it is true. I mean, I think we kind of did some of the same homework. I was looking back at the 225th year and just the difference between income and what housing cost. And, you know, it's staggering. So I think the American dream is always there. I think it will, we will definitely at some point have a pricing reset. We're going to have to. But right now it's tough out there.
Yeah, feel free to join us, 612-294-6949 at any point. Let's look at just some weekly activity here, Scott. New listings are up 7% year over year. There were 1,656 pending sales, or I'm sorry, new 1,656 new pending sales were up 8.7% year over year, 1,142 pending sales. The inventory, very similar, up about 6.7%, 11,120. And thought I would throw out kind of a fun stat. What do you think, Scott, what percentage of Minnesotans do you think currently own their own home?
Of Minnesotans? I would say 38%.
Much higher, 71.
Of Minnesotans over the age of what?
Well, just Minnesota's in general, just 2025 home ownership rate was 71.2%.
That actually does surprise me a lot.
Yeah, it is. I thought that was an interesting one. This is also kind of a fun one before the break. How much do you think the average Minnesota home appreciated in the last 10 years? What percentage from 2016 to 2026? What do you think the average Minnesota home appreciated overall?
Well, I will go on a conservative 4% a year for the last 10 years. I know some years we had a little bit more than that. So that's 40%.
Over time, it was $142,000 total in median price growth, which ends up being 69%.
69%?
Yeah, so 140, think about that, 142,000. And median sales price before the break, Scott, is 362 statewide. So 362,000 statewide as of May of 2026 is the current median home price in Minnesota.
Yeah, and one of the numbers that you said that we've kind of quietly talked about a little bit through the last 60 days, but again, we had 1,000 pendings.
Like 1,150.
1,150 pendings, and we had about 1,600 new listings. That is the fifth or sixth or seventh week in a row where we are not eclipsing our pendings. So as you can tell, inventory 2 years ago was probably around 6,000 homes. Now we're at almost 12,000. And if you've been listening to the show over the last 2 months, I have revised, does not mean that I am the end-all, know-all, but I've revised the balanced market here to not 19,000 or 20,000 homes, to more around 14,000 homes. And so we're at about 12,000. And guys, this is what a balanced market feels like. I mean, if you're out there right now, if you've got your home listed, if you're an agent that's never run into this market, this is a balanced market. This is what it feels like.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope you and your families, friends are having a great start to this 4th of July, getting out and doing something fun, maybe up in cabin country here today, heading to parades. A lot going on here this morning. And again, you're welcome to join us with any questions at any point. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. And again, hope your weekend is going well. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We are actually live here at WCCO every Saturday morning for the Minnesota Real Estate Show, talking all things real estate related, mortgage related. The mortgage update is that rates are still very similar in the kind of the mid to higher sixes. That's where they've been for a bit here, Scott. And again, each show, we also like to feature a few of our listings. Bill Ebert, a great agent on the team, has one across the border here in Spring Valley, Wisconsin. The address is W920 Cardinal Drive, W920 Cardinal Drive for $265. It's a side-by-side townhome, a style duplex. It's got fresh paint and carpeting recently completed, a new roof, landscaping. There's no HOA. It's 15 minutes south by southeast of Baldwin, and it's about 45 minutes from downtown St. Paul. $265 for a side-by-side townhome style duplex. That's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And especially price point. That is a very good price point.
Yeah, it is. Well, you don't see a lot of duplexes anymore.
So no.
I'll tell you what, especially in the outer ring suburbs, they are very, very hard to come across. Because when you were a young strapping buck, that was your first few homes, wasn't it? You lived in a
duplex,
one side of a duplex, so that your mortgage was paid. And
yeah,
yep.
Love the duplex idea as much as we love 4th of July parties as well. Mike Overson having his big 4th of July shindig at Lake Crystal today. It is like the Great Gatsby's party, and one of Scott's favorite movies.
Uh-huh.
But it is a party of the summer, isn't it?
It is, and yeah, they do it right. So it's again, it's a huge lake property, and perfect elevation of the lake. So the kids are all down in the water, so the parents can enjoy a little bit of adult beverages while their kids are safe and having fun. So yeah, it's a good time, and starts today around 2 o'clock, and I think they wrap up well past Grandpa Scott Wolmering's hours, but into the 1-2 in the morning time frame a lot of times.
Yeah, I got to give a little shout out. My brother Timothy, was his birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to Tim. Speaking of cabin country, they're up in cabin country with some good buddies. It's kind of an annual tradition for them and their kids to go up there, and I think this time of year, Scott, did you ever do that over the years, the 4th of July cabin trip?
Oh, yeah. We had lake homes in Wisconsin and in Brainerd when the kids were younger, and we loved getting up there and going to the lake. The cool thing about the lake is when you're there, if you're a real estate agent, you're still working. We're always working, but it's not the same thing. You can't jump in the car and go show a house five blocks away. You got to get it covered. So you do have a little family time that can be uninterrupted.
Yeah. Just a question here. Are things still happening? Yeah. To your point, at the 4th of July from a transaction standpoint.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, I sold a house on Christmas one year.
You did?
Yeah, you know, so you never know when it's going to happen. But I was at this party last night, and of course people know I'm in real estate, so they were asking questions about the market and, you know, what should they do? And if I'm moving in 2 years, what should I do? What do you think is going to happen with, you know, value? And I've been pretty clear over the last couple of months. I do believe we are seeing a setback. Well, we are seeing a setback in value right now. I think over the next couple of years, that setback could be even a little bit tougher. So if you are a real estate agent that's listening and you are doing your market analysis, don't go back over 45 days. The numbers are different. If you're using our typical, let's look at sales over the last 6 months, your numbers are going to be off. Look at closings in the last 30 days. Those are going to be legitimate numbers. If you go back 4 months, those numbers are not legitimate anymore.
Yeah, and I think I would just add to that again, if you are, I would say, even 500,000 and under in the Twin Cities, still super strong market, multiple offers often on many listings. I was just talking to a friend of mine who has a 430 house in Bloomington put on the market. I've already got multiple offers on this. So again, as you're getting more expensive, there's more choices. There's builders building product all throughout. And so builders compete. Obviously, new construction competes with that. And so it just depends kind of where you are, type of property you own, location, you know, all that type of thing, Scott.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to the show every week, you can see it. I mean, every single week we're adding 500 to 600 homes to the market. So again, 11,800 homes. If you would have asked me the beginning of the year if we would hit 11,000 homes before December, I would have said absolutely not. And so the fact that we are, you know, around that 12,000 homes mark just means that, you know, you don't have a, you know, jump in your car, go show a house, run back, write an offer. There's 15 offers. Those days are done. It is making sure that you're marketed appropriately, that you're priced appropriately, looking at your competition. So if you're competing against 40 homes in your marketplace, would anybody pay attention to your house? You have to look at that and go, if I'm looking right now and I'm competing against 40 two stories in Egan, for example, why would I show my house? And the answer is I would not show it. Well, you know what the problem is and you need to address it.
Yeah. Again, 612-294-6949. Is how you can join us. Just had a comment here, a shout out to our veterans today. This texter said, absolutely, a huge shout out to all of our veterans. And don't ever forget about the VA loan. The VA loan is just a fantastic loan product there for our veterans. It can be zero down. The veteran can put money down on it. But just a wonderful loan product, Scott, for our vets.
Yeah, and it's going to make a comeback. You know, unfortunately, things like FHA and VA that have stricter appraisal issues and where they can call work orders to be done in the house, those suffer in a market where there's 10 and 15 offers on every house because there's a potential issue with those. Well, as the market tightens and gets to more of a balanced market, which I believe we're stepping into, when that happens, you get a little bit more time. People will accept a VA offer. They'll accept an FHA offer because they don't have the choices of 20 other offers.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. This was just a comment. It said, guys, you've talked a little bit about townhome sales, condo sales with some HOA insurance issues. You're exactly right. There have been some insurance issues. Again, we've got a great partner, you know, Brad Sanford, Marco Thule, they're an awesome team, Scott. Very important to have a really strong, trusted insurance agent from that standpoint to help you understand what's going on. And again, just to know, hey, how is my HOA run? How is it? How are the dues priced compared to other similar units? That's important as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example of one. I won't name the complex just so these sellers don't get mad at me. But there's a complex in Lakeville where there are 7 townhomes. These are new construction townhomes, about 2 or 3 years old now, and they're in the 450 to 600 range. Exceptionally cool units. And out of the 6 or 7 that's on the market, I don't believe there's been any showings on them. And they've been on the market one for 90 days, one for a couple weeks, but they're just sitting there without any showings on. The HOA is $550 a month. So when you talk about a $500,000 townhome, and then you put a $550,000 association payment on top of that, That's like buying a $675,000 single family home.
Yeah.
And so it's struggling.
Yeah, again, just a comment saying, should I wait to buy for interest rates to drop? I think Mike always says there's, never better time than the present. It's unknown, of course, what's going to happen. We've got, elections coming up. And, of course, lots of different schools of thought. Do rates drop, around that time? But again, at this time, I think as Scott's talking about inventory increasing, that also means some good things for buyers in certain areas when you're looking in certain price points. And again, working with your agent to help you determine, hey, could this be a good buy? What could we do negotiation wise, that type of thing.
Yeah. Right now we're at the precipice that if you're a buyer and you are not selling anything and you're just buying, you actually hope rates still stay around 7%. You hope we get a little bit more long in the tooth with the average time on market's gone from 27 days to, I think, what'd you say, 38 days or something. So if you're that person, you hope that rates go up and it drives pricing down for you, because you can buy and then you can wait until interest rates drop. And I believe that we're going to have a drop around the midterms, around in November, because I think that the current administration is going to buy mortgage-backed securities. That's going to drive that down. So again, just worry about the sale, the home price. Are you getting the home at real value or at a discount? You can always refinance your rate. It sounds bad because you're like, well, I don't want to be at 7%. But if you're at 7% for 6 months, that costs you like $1,800 versus waiting for rates to drop to 5.75% and pay $50,000 more for a house. So you're much better off buying right now.
Yeah, again, before the break here, 612-294-6949. Have a listing to feature. Miss Heidi Huseth has one. This is a great location in Hopkins. It's 920 6th Street South, unit number 5, for $110,000. This is a 2-bed, 1-bath condo. There's lots of off-street parking. Heidi says it's very bright and light. There's laundry in the building, and it is near public transportation. Again, 920 6th Street South, unit number 5, $110,000, a 2-bed, 1-bath. There's a good example, Scott, again, from thinking about being a homeowner, $110,000.
Yep.
There, and I think, again, as we talk a lot about with homeownership, give yourself a little time. Give yourself 2, 3, 5, 10 years. We had a customer who reached out to our team here this week, just said, hey, I'm a first-time homebuyer. I'm looking at living there for probably 3 to 4 years, but then I'm actually looking at renting it because I want to hold on to it long term. I thought that was really, again, a young person, very nice young lady, and I thought, wow, she's well on her way to building wealth.
You will, and make no mistake about it, we can sit here on this radio show every week and talk about the ups in the markets and the downs in the markets and whether you should buy or whether you should not buy. Buying real estate and with a direct attribute to wealth, it's not even close. So for people that rent that don't buy real estate, their wealth is drastically, drastically lower than somebody that does. So again, don't get so into the weeds. It's always good to buy real estate. Sometimes it's better than others, but it's always good to do it because it's not a short-term fix. This is a long-term hold, and you're always better to jump in.
Yeah, happy 4th of July to all. Hope your weekend's going well. Here, appreciate you tuning in to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We got a sunny day here looking out the window in downtown Minneapolis. Again, this is a weekly show we do, the Minnesota Real Estate Team. We're a group of agents. We're really all over the state of Minnesota and western Wisconsin. We help buyers, sellers, investors, really all price points, everything from $10,000, I can think, last year.
Yeah, I was trying to think what the lowest sale last year was.
And Michelle Moen just closed one. And again, this is a neighbor of mine. I wanted to congratulate Angie, who bought a commercial building. It's called The District in Edina. And a beautiful commercial building. I won't say the price, but it was a very expensive, very nice property. But there's like 7, 8 tenants in the building. And Michelle Moen on our team really did a nice job helping Angie. So pretty cool.
Yeah,
very, very, very cool. It's a really nice building when you're driving on 169 going south, you come up to 494. It's right on the right-hand side. You can see it's just called the District. But pretty cool building, Scott.
Yeah, no, you know, we've joked a lot on the show through the years. You've probably heard this story, so I'll make it really quick. But we had a gentleman that would call into the show every week. Just his name was Steve, and he was an investor. He was a real estate investor, and would call and ask questions. But it was always about, you know, determining when he was going to jump in for this next move and whatever else. So after months, I finally said, "Look, Steve, how many investment properties do you own?" And he said, "Well, none. I live with my mother right now. I'm waiting for the iron to get hot." And so we were like, "Okay, you can't call into the show anymore until you go buy a house. Take a dart, go out to a neighborhood."
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever house it sticks on, go buy that, and then you can call in. But outside of that, you are not a real estate investor. You don't own any real estate.
Yeah, again, we're at the halfway point at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We do appreciate you joining us. Hope you're having a great 4th of July. We'll be back after the break. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Every week we like to do, Scott, our...
O'Neill Hope of the Week. Threw me off. The O'Neill Foundation Minute of Hope.
Minute of Hope. And today what I wanted to just share with everyone is over the past year, we have received a number of very nice referrals from the Salvation Army, the United Way, St. Vincent de Paul Society, Catholic Charities, a number of great organizations, and what they are doing and what you can do as well. If you go to O'NeillHope.org, you click on the top where it says Get Help. What you can do is you can nominate anyone you know who is going through a difficult time, who is experiencing multiple hardships. That actually comes directly into us. We will reach out to the individual, have a very nice confidential conversation with them, and then do our best to help them. And so, Scott, somehow the O'Neill Foundation of Hope has gotten on the radar of a lot of other large national charities.
Well, yeah, because...
And they're sending us stuff.
Yes, because you get stuff done. I've said this before. If you are a charitable person that wants your money going to actually helping people in a very timely manner... Yeah, you do it the same way you've done real estate and everything else. If we're going to help people, then let's get after it and help people. Let's not get all bogged in a bunch of garbage and paperwork. It's like, let's help four families a week. Here's how we can do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it. And again, that is the biggest way. Again, it could be a neighbor. It could be somebody from your church. It could be somebody you meet on the street today. We are there to help and to bring hope to them. And it's amazing, Scott, as you can imagine, even in a good... You know, appreciating real estate market and whatnot, there's a lot of good people out there that are hurting in lots of different ways. So we appreciate, again, O'NeillHope.org. Just click on that button, and literally you can nominate people, and we're actually going to call them and do our best to help them.
Yeah, helping a ton of people. I read all the stories. It's so cool. And again, it's nice to just be able to see your money go in and to see it helping someone directly.
Hey, what is your dear mother doing today for the 4th of July?
She is actually, my mother lives in Champaign, Illinois with her husband, Michael. They are just at home. They have their, Michael's son, Luke, who is a professor at Harvard.
Wow.
Is actually down with his, I don't know if they're fiance or girlfriend, but anyways, just kind of a small deal. They don't really go out anymore. She's 80. You know, they don't really go out to the fireworks as much as they used to.
Yeah, just had a comment that said, "Would you rather have acreage or a walkable neighborhood?" That's kind of interesting. Acreage or a walkable neighborhood?
Well, since we had our question last week about what's the perfect thing that you look for in a neighbor, and my mine was somebody that you go, "Hey, neighbor," and then you go then you go in. So I would be more of an acreage guy. I'm not the neighborhood thing wouldn't be my deal.
Appreciate Heidi's kind comment. She just said the O'Neill Foundation's amazing. Appreciate the help you have given a family member. Thank you, Heidi. No, thank you. love you, your family member, your whole family. And that was an interesting question, though, about acreage, walkable neighborhood. How about, Scott, would you rather have a screen porch or a swimming pool?
Ooh.
Screen porch or swimming pool?
So in our big family house, when we had all the kids still home, I had both. We were on acreage, and we had a swimming pool, and we had a screened-in porch. Man, I'll tell you what, for the kids, I would probably say swimming pool. For the adult stuff, a really nice screened-in porch that's overlooking something pretty is hard to beat.
Josh, we got to invite you on since you came in on the 4th of July help us out. What do you think, screen porch or pool?
Got to go with pool. Got to have that as at your disposal, especially on weeks like we just had where you can have that as a safety net when it's ridiculously hot.
I kind of like a screen porch. I don't know what it is. There is something nice about that, just being able to, you know, lay on the couch and just relax, you know, hang out.
Well, and now your screen porches have, you know, widescreen TVs in them.
I know, right?
outside fireplaces in them. So, yeah, it's a, you know, I was asked a question last night at this party. What do you think affects value? What is an obscure thing that affects value?
Sure.
And through the years, this was what stuck out to me, and you could probably piggyback on this a little bit. We would have people call in that say, you know, I've got this extremely unique house.
Yeah, and that's never good.
No, and as a real estate agent, we cringe.
We cringe. It's very unique.
Yes,
you need to see it.
And because what a seller says when they say it's unique is that the value has just gone because it's so unique. And, of course, we know that you've limited a market when it's unique to very few people that will want to buy it.
Yes.
And so I would say that's it. So, for example, I don't know, putting a bowling alley in your house. Now, if it's a 20,000-square-foot house, nobody cares. But if you're putting a bowling alley in a 3,500-square-foot two-story, it's unique, and it's also not going to help you sell
that. We had a comment, kind of rapid-fire questions. This is a good one. Josh, how about a cabin or an RV? Cabin or an RV?
This goes with the safety net situation. I got to have a cabin in case I need somewhere to go for the weekend.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think, Scott?
Oh, I'm not an RV guy.
You're not?
Oh, gosh, no. I love lake cabins. And at some point, when the grandkids come around, I'm sure we will probably reinvest in another one. But, yeah, when the kids are young, I mean, like I said, if you're a busy person that has a hard time unplugging, when you go to the lake with your family, you can unplug. I mean, you're kind of forced into it. Now, with today's technology, you can be in Tibet and your cell phone still works. So it's not as much as it used to be, but it's still, you get away.
So hey, cabin. So growing up in the O'Neill household, every summer, Bob O'Neill had a mini Winnie with his law partners. And I'll tell you, those vacations in the mini Winnie with all five of the O'Neill kids and mom and dad cruising. And if you remember these, maybe you can relate. Do you remember the ones on top where you could lay on top and there's a little window?
Yes.
And so we would always, we're cruising down the highway, we'd lay on top, and you just think about how unsafe that is now. But so many good memories. I love an RV trip. We'd stay at KOAs all around the country. So many good memories.
Oh, I mean, it's so funny nowadays. Like my dad, when we would drive up to the lake, he had some sedan, but I would sleep in the back window. So, you know, you could sleep in the window where it would be warm. So no seatbelt on, nothing like that. Or he had a truck, and like six of my buddies and I would be in the back of the truck on a mattress going up to the lake. Now they would look at you like you just,
an RV, you have to, unfortunately, you have to be the one to hose out the ones and twos that you had to, you know,
well,
go through. You got to get rid of the bath water.
Yep,
so
the bath water. You think I've also cost of gas, too? I mean, I can't think of, we have a fun little competition on our on the Minnesota real estate team called Gas and Go every month. It's a little sales contest where the credit card passes from one person to another. Amanda Anderson won last month. Mike Varner won this month. Gas and Go. Think of what it's gassing and going in an RV.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and besides that, you know, the RVs, well, maybe a better family would be better at it. So I got an RV this last year.
You did.
Remember that? So we went up to visit my mother, but it was me and all the kids. And So I said, well, let's get an RV. That way, you know, grandparents can go to sleep.
You can hang in the
car. It was nasty. I mean, by the time
didn't like it.
By the time day three comes around, it all smells like sweat and wet clothes. And
you're terrible.
It was not my RVs are not my
See, day. That's good. Good to have a little differing opinions on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, happy 4th of July, everybody. We are actually live here at WCCO. We're a real estate team, help you buy, sell, invest in real estate. Questions, really anything at all. We are happy to help. 612-294-6949. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for tuning in. Happy 4th of July. Hope you and your families are doing something fun out and about, catching a parade, maybe going to a concert. We were just talking about the top 10 fun 4th of July home features, having an outdoor kitchen. Again, we talked about a screen porch, Scott, right?
Yep, pool, being on the lake.
Outdoor kitchen. Large deck.
Yep, recreational spaces like pickleball courts, volleyball courts, badminton areas.
Hey, Josh, Scott, who's got the best fireworks display tonight, would you say?
I'm going to go with an unpopular opinion because I grew up going to it. Probably Blaine. The National Sports Center.
Tell us more.
I mean, it's not fun getting out of there afterwards, but it is definitely one of the more packed firework displays I've ever been to. You know, you have Delano, which is about as Americana as it gets. Small town USA, pretty much. I was out there yesterday for some 4th of July weekend fun. And, a lot of good spots. And plus, St. Paul's got their, thanks to the Rotary
tonight.
Club.
Yeah,
and they're a show back.
So Bloomington's are last night, and I'll tell you, I don't know, it's always like just unbelievably good, but it was really loud. Our poor dog. I think about I'm an animal person. Oh my gosh, it was not good. It was super loud for whatever reason, and just totally our dog Minnie was freaked out.
It's super loud because you're 50 now. Everything gets loud. You go to a restaurant. God, it's loud in here. I can't hear myself talk. I just found myself say that for the first time. That's just getting old.
Yeah. Maybe
it's so noisy.
Yeah, maybe it was. But parades. We were talking early about that. I know Edina's got or had their parade. Maybe it's still going on at 10 o'clock again. 250 years. You think about Scott again. The country being founded on freedom, opportunity. Home ownership. Again, if you are a first-time home buyer, or you're thinking, hey, I've been renting, I'm trying to save a little bit of money. Don't forget, in Minnesota, this state has a number of wonderful down payment assistance programs that many states don't have. Those are out there. Now, again, it's a different time where you need a job. You need, which is, again, these are good things in place to keep our market stable.
Stop gaps. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to buy $1 million house if you don't have a job.
Or multiple properties.
Yes, or buy 10 properties for $1 million if you don't have a job, which is what we were doing back in 2006.
Yeah, so it is, but again, think about it, because from a rental standpoint, we're seeing, just as we talk about a little correction with the real estate market, from a rental standpoint, same thing. I just talked to a buddy who said, he got 2 free months at this new complex of rent because they were trying to incent him to come in. And so there's been a huge influx of new buildings all over the place. You see them everywhere, Scott.
Yeah. Well, my little input is we're going to have something give, because as we've talked about on the show, the average first-time home buyer 10 years ago was 24 years of age. Now they're 38 years old. If you look at nothing else in real estate than that, you can't lose 15 years of people that were able to buy a house and sustain a market. So we're going to have some settling in. I think we're starting to see that, at least in some particular areas. You are not getting what you got a year ago for your home right now. And I think that we had to see that happen, and it's happening, and it will be a good thing. You just need to get through it.
Yeah, just had a comment, said, guys, do you have any tips for buying a cabin this summer? I think it's important to work with a really good agent.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
who can help you, knows the lake, knows value, knows a dollar per foot lakeshore. It's very specific. You know, it's like, Scott, you could probably liken it. This is maybe a bad example of if I go to the doctor, or if you go to a family practice doctor versus I've got some serious thing going on. You need somebody with specifically that knowledge. That's important.
I mean, I'm a licensed real estate agent. I can sell myself houses anywhere I want to sell. When I bought my two lake homes, each time I had a real estate agent that represented me.
Yeah.
Because we say it here all the time. Yeah, you can do it on your own. You can drive a car with your feet. Doesn't make it a good idea. It's the same thing. I don't know.
Drive a car with your feet.
I mean, you can do it, but it doesn't make it a good idea. And that's the same way with going blind into a market where lakes vary so much. The side of the lake you're on varies so much. The depth of the lake and where you're at varies on value. So to go in blind like that and think, oh my gosh, I'm going to save my 2.7% by not hiring an agent could be a huge, I mean, I could take a $100,000 kick in the face just because I don't know what I'm doing. So always hire an agent, especially, I believe, anywhere, but especially when you're buying lake property.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. Josh, are you doing anything fun for the rest of the fourth there, bud?
Well, I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Yes.
And then get some lunch. And, I'll browse around and find a fireworks show to go to.
Hey, what time do you start on Saturday mornings?
I am here at 5, I think, this morning.
What a trooper. What a trooper.
Hey, I'm a giver. I give my time.
Well, think about the other thing you think about, Scott, too, on the 4th of July. God bless all the nurses, the doctors, the everything that keeps the world going. You know what I mean? You think about, I got the weekend off. A lot of people don't,
That's
you know?
Right. We just had another text in that said, barndominium or cabin?
Barndominium or cabin?
Mm. Well, you know where I'm at.
Well, I would say, to Scott's point, I saw a listing from a fellow agent. I know we're short on time here, but it was a barndominium. Looks super cool.
They're coming. I'm telling you right now, it's the only – they're much cheaper to build. They're not huge unless you want to build them huge. They're affordable, and they're very cool. I think it's going to come here strong.
Scott, what do you got going the rest of the day, bud?
We're going to Mike's party, definitely this afternoon, and hope to see anybody out there that's listening that's going to come. It's a great event, and then I probably will not make it for the fireworks, but we'll get there for a while.
Yeah, I got to give a nice shout-out again to Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. Awesome partner, company, team. Mike and his team do a wonderful job. He has been the longtime co-host here as well on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Wonderful guy, super hardworking, and they're a local bank right here in the Twin Cities. Great job today, Scott.
Yep, you too.
Hey, again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Happy 4th of July to all. Just sort of a last thought is at any point, go to O'NeillHope.org. You can nominate anyone going through a difficult time. We are definitely going to do our best to help them. Thanks for tuning in to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope you and your families are doing something fun and enjoy the fireworks tonight. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.